Okay, we'll start with and actually I don't have the Gemara in front of me. When the pages were being made for me for the summer, they actually missed that daf. So I really need, I think, Yud Beis Amud Beis. So I'll just take a look in the riff. I'll do it in the riff. No, it's all right. Forget it. I got too many pictures already to deal with. No, it's enough already. Yeah, I'll just do it. I'll do the riff. Okay, so you have like this. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Hanose es ha'isha. V'lo matzala besulim. So the guy does nisuin. Okay, and he discovers she's not a besula, or she doesn't have besulim. He omeres, Meshe'er sasani, ne'enasti, v'nista v'chasadeo. She says like this. Her claim is that I was forcibly, I was like kind of raped. I was raped after Arison. It was between Arison and Nisuin. V'nist v'chasadeo, and so to speak, your field got flooded. In other words, it's your problem. In other words, you still owe me 200 for the ksuba. Okay, it was under your watch, under your bilis that this occurred. So I should lose nothing from the ksuba. Okay, that's her claim. V'hu omer lo, ki ela ad shelo erastich, lo, ki ela ad shelo erastich, v'hayamechi mekachtos. And he says his counterclaim is no. I'm going to say that this happened before Erison. And therefore, when I wrote the Ksuba, it was a mekachtas. My das was for a besula. And it wasn't true at the time of the Ksuba. So therefore, it's a mekachtas. And just I'll fill in here. And therefore, practically, if he decides to divorce her right now, he's claiming, I owe you nothing. And if he decides that he wants to stay married to her, so he's going to have to write a new ksuba. Of course, he'll write a ksuba, according to him, a ksuba of meah for 100, for a ba'ula. Okay, but he can't, that's his choices. He can't continue to live with her without a ksuba, because that's a separate halacha. That you can't stay with a woman without a ksuba. So those are the two choices. So that's the okay, so that's the facts. So Rabbi Gamliel for Rabbi Eliezer Omrim Nemenes. They say she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Mepia Anu Chayin. We don't live by the word of her mouth. Ela reza becheskes bula. Ad shelo tisores. But rather she's becheskes bula. And we assume that status even prior to her being in Arusa. Vihitaso. And she fooled him. Ad shetavi rai ledvareha. Unless she could bring proof to her words. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Yeah, I'm just seeing if there's I don't have, I told you I don't have Rashi in front of me, and I don't see Rashi here on the side, but I could do the Ran. Rama Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer Omrim Nemenes Meforshin Taima B'Gemara. Arezu becheskes beula ad shelo tisareis v'taaso. Beles laklal. And she has nothing. The mekachtos legamrei mashmek. You don't read it leel. Okay? So she has nothing at this moment. It's a mekachtos. Interesting, by the way, I should mention, just an interesting fact, that the Gemara does not hold that you say mekachtos vis-a-vis the Kiddushin itself. That's just an interesting, thing to note. That if a man marries a woman, and it turns out she's a ba'ula, even though he thought he was marrying a basula, that doesn't render the Kiddushin a Kiddushin betos. It's only a question of the chiyuve mammon insofar as the ksuba. Which is an interesting thing, that from the standpoint of the Kiddushin, we say that the basic quality of the woman he was marrying is there. This is the woman that he wants to marry. This is the woman who he desires. And the fact that she's not a basula is not enough, a sufficient cause to render that as a toss, that he would never want to marry her. Just noting the fact. But it does affect, of course, the ksuba, which is specific to the categories of a basula and a baula. Okay. So just to understand, the Mishnah, of course, doesn't supply any facts. In other words, what the machlokas is really about. But the opening of the, again, I don't have the Gemara, I'm doing it from the Rif. But it's very similar, if I recall. So the Rif has Itmar. Monali biyadecha. Vahalo omer ini yodea. Okay, so the toein says, I loan you $100. And the nitfa says, I don't remember. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri, Chayev. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri, Potter. Rav Yehuna, Rav Yehuda, Amri, Chayev, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. So they argue that since his claim is a claim of Bari, I loan you $100, and you're saying, I don't remember, so his taina is superior. So a taina's Bari trumps a taina's Shema. So therefore, he's chayev in the money. Rav Nach, Rabbi Yochanan, Amri Potter, Uki Mamona, Becheskas Mariei. More. And they say no. They don't care about this Bari and Shema. But they say, basically, Hamotzi Mechavera, Lav Araya. Uki Mamona, Becheskas Mare. So right now, the money is in the Nitfa's hands, and the Tovea wants to extract it. So let her bring Araya, that money should be his. The mere taina is not sufficient. That's their argument. Okay, we'll come back there. So the Gemara says, Lema, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Amri, Rav Gamliel, Rav Nach, Rav Yochanan, Amri, Rav Yeshua. So the Gemara at first tries to say that let's match them up. That really the Armachlokis in the Mishnah over here, by the case of the woman in the Ksuba, is exactly that. That Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Eliezer say, she's Nem Menes. Why? Because she's making a Tainas Bari. She's saying, I was raped after Erison. And therefore, there was no Mekachtos with the Ksuba. And he's what's his claim? His claim back is, no, it happened before the Arison, but he doesn't really know that. He doesn't have evidence for that. His a claim of Shema. She's saying definitely this is what happened, and he's saying, no, maybe this is what happened. So therefore, it's Bari v'Shema, Bari Yadif. That's Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Yeshua says the other way. Amotzi mechavera, love haraya. The money is in the hands of the Baal. Okay, she's trying to extract money to be machayev him in money towards her. Okay, and therefore, she has to bring a raya that this, in fact, is the way it occurred. And so that's it. So therefore, you leave the money. She's not nemenis as it stands. Okay? That's how the Gemara tries to set it up. Okay, so that's one thing. So the Havamina of the Gemara, or else the Machlokas, you know, the famous Machlokas that you have in the Bavas, by Dine Maminis, I mean, that's, of course, should, I guess, be defined. So that's one question. And then the Gemara comes back, and the Gemara says, no. Amar lecha Rav Nachman, ana da'amri afilu l'Rabbi Gamliel. No. We said our position by Dine Maminis, that's even within the view of Rabbi Gamliel over here. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Gamliel hasam el adam rinen uki isesach eskasa. The reason why Rabbi Gamliel said that she's nem menes is because we established the woman based on her chazaka. That's what we say. Uki isesach eskasa. And she was a cheskas besula. She was, after all, born a besula. She remains a basula. Okay? So over here, that's why he takes that position. But Aval Hacha, my chazaka is like. But over here, meaning by the case of the Dine Maminis case, by the monetary case, so over there, there is no chazaka. There's no chazaka whatsoever that the Toveya has. He's just saying, simply, this guy, I loan this guy money. So he's not operating with any chazaka, with any illegal assumptions. Okay? And the Gemara says, Hachanami mistavra, kidigakom shaninan, the ilo temahachi, kasha hilchasa hilchasa, da kaimalan alacha grav nachma bedini, uvahama rav yudam rashmu alacha grav gamliel, elalav shmamina, kidigakom shaninan shmamina. And the Gemara says, in fact, that is the case. Okay? Now, I saw, just insofar as this, so the maskana is that the machlokas, of course, in Dine Maminis is as it is. That's a machlokas whether Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, or do you say Uki Mamona Becheskas Mare? Okay, so that's a machlokas by the Dine Maminis case. But over here, it's not a parallel machlokas. That's the Gemara's maskana. Maskana is it's not a parallel machlokas. Because over here, it's not really a question of Bari and Shema. But it's rather a machlokas that Rabbi Gamliel holds, Uki Issa Aches Kasa. And Rabbi Yoshua responds, no, Uki Mamone Becheskas Mare. That's the Machlokas. It's not about Bari V'Shema. And in case, I think that's pretty straight up, that's the facts. If you take a look, in the Sheet of Mikubetas, right on the Mishnah, in the new ones, it's much better demarcated, but it's V'kosfu Talmidei HaRav Yonah. And they say like this, Kosfu Talmidei HaRav Yonah Zal V'zeh Lashonam Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim Nemenes, Dehi Toenes Tainis Bari, Vahu Shema, Ubari v'shem abari adaf. V'yafgav to Rebbe Gamliel sfirulei ba'alma uki mamona becheskes mare hachalo sfirulei hachi. Ela mafkina mine. So even though normally he says, right, emotzi mechavero, but here he doesn't say that, but rather mafkina mine. We take the money from him, meaning we're mechayev him in the ksuba. Mishum damrinin uki isasa cheskasa. Because here we say, establish the woman on her chazaka. V'chi is yaleida, besula is yaleida. V'kevin de toenes bari, v'isla chazaka mehemna. Okay, so first it sounds like there's this, partnership between these two things. One is she has a cheskas besulim, and secondly, she's toenes bari. So therefore, she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua svirlei shlo nismach al tainis bari. And Rabbi Yeshua says we don't rely on the tainis bari. She toenis. V'lo shaloma pia anu chayim rotzaloma af bi sha'olam omed al ha'emes lo named anachnu al ha'emes shalah. And the language that the, what do you mean, loma pia anu chayim, is based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that the world is established based on truth. Yeah, but it's not her truth. Okay, lo mepia anu chayin. We don't live on her truth. Ki shema einu kidvareha, v'uki mamona becheskas mare, v'alacha karem gamliel. Okay, now he adds, v'dafka kishetoein taina shema, kidachsivna. But it's only if he's toein a taina that's a perhaps, a possibility. But if it's a scenario where he could be toein bari, he did kedushin and immediately had bia. V'toein vaday kodem sherastich neneses havelu bari ubari v'hilkach bari didei adif adkan. So he adds that case. All right, but then he says like this: umikol makom lahachi nakatana v'halo omer lo ki. La ashmuinen delo talya ikar taima bebari v'shema bari adif. That the essential reasoning is not based on the idea of bari and shema and bari is adif, like you have by ukita chasivda, like I already wrote. Okay, so that's what I was trying to bring out. That the machlokes, it's true there is some role of bari and shema. But that is not the essential machlokas. The essential machlokas is that Rebbe Gamliel holds uki issa acheskas pesulim, and Rebbe Yeshua holds hamotzi mechaver lavaraya uki mamoni b'marik, the marakama. Okay, that is the real machlokas. Okay, that's the real machlokas. How the bari and shema fit in, we'll have to see, because there is that case. If he could really say bari, then even Rabbi Gamliel would be moda that the money stays with him. Okay? So those are the facts of the sugya. Okay? So we have two different, you have the Havamina to define, or you could say, let's just define the case by Dine Mominus. The simple Dine Mominus case. The classic case. And then you have the Maskana to define. What's the Machlokas really here? Specifically here. Okay? Those are the facts. Yeah, like I said, I want to start with the Maskana first. The conclusion. So that means to define this case over here. So, I think it's like this, that Rabbi Gamliel holds, what's the crux of the matter? The crux of the matter is the Cheskas Besula. Because that's right, that's Rabbi Gamliel, Cheskas Besula. And for some reason, Rabbi Yeshua completely ignores that chazaka. So I think the question is like this. The question is, see, Cheskas Pesulim is really a category that's really a category in the world of Issur V'Heter. It's a question, a certain status. And the question is, can, in other words, when you have chazakas that exists in Torah that apply to Issur, the question is, what is their standing in the world of Dinei Mamonos? In other words, can you utilize a chazaka from the world of Issur when you enter into a bezdin and you're dealing with mammon? I think that's the question. Meaning Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that chazakas that are good in the world of Issur V'Heter, in Torah, but Kol HaTorah Kula, okay, outside of Mamonos, and we have many chazakas, obviously, that we have. So he holds that since that is a good chazaka, that chazaka can be utilized in a Dinei Mamonos in a case that affects Dinei Mamonos. But the only, and I want to, you know, complete his shita now. But the only thing is that he has to be defined in a bezdin as a proper toin. So that's why he needs a tainas bari, or she needs a tainas bari. Because the tainas bari renders her into a toin that she has a right to stand in front of the bezdin and make this claim. Or else there's no baldin. It lacks in being a gavra of a baldin. So Rabbi Gamliel holds that that's what the you know, like the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah said. The Iker question really is the question of the chazakas. And Rabbi Gamliel's of the opinion that chazakas in Issur can be utilized in the world of Mamonos. But of course, there's one qualification. She has to be a toin. She has to be a proper toin, toenas. And therefore, that's her tainas bari. So she has a chazaka, and she's making the claim, a definite claim, a certain claim, that these are the facts. And of course, it's not just, she can't just make a claim. There's, given the situation, she has the right to make that claim. Because she has the first-hand knowledge. It's within her potential to make such a claim. You know what I mean? You can't just, like, make up a bari claim if it's not possible. Bezdin will throw you out. It has to be where it's possible, of course. So since she has a chazaka and she's qualifying it with a tainas bari, so Rabbi Gamliel says, that's why she's ne'emenes. The Bezdin has no, definitely believes her. But Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that you can't import such a claim like that. Meaning that chazaka cannot be utilized. I mean, you can make the claim, but that the chazaka cannot be utilized. Dinei Mamonos operates according to certain assumptions. Certain chazakas, that's how Dinei Mamonos operates. And that chazaka is, and of course the most primary, perhaps, one of all, when it comes to ownership, is of course a motzi mechavero, a lav haraya. So therefore, the Bezdin only recognizes that chazaka. It's operating in the framework of Dinei Mamonos, and it only recognizes that particular chazaka. So even though he makes a Shema claim that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is sufficient. Because her Bari claim can't trump, because the evidence she's using is not an evidence that's, it's very nice in the world of Issa V'Heter, but that's not the world of Dine Mamonis. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that he is Nemenis, meaning he's Neman, I mean. Okay, he's Neman. Well, it's not so much as much, it's not as much as that he's Neman as that she's not Nemenis, because he's status quo. He's a Motzi Mechavera, Lava Raya. That's his standing. And the Shema claim is sufficient vis-a-vis that Chazaka. That's what I think the question is. Right, to further explain, or at least to bring out, you know, more, you know, to fully flesh it out, that there is, according to Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, pointed out that, of course, if he makes a Bari claim, then the case is locked and it's going to be Hamotzi Mechavera Lav Araya, because it's going to be her Chazaka with her Bari claim versus Hamotzi Mechavera. So in that case, if it's a deadlock, that's it. The Chazaka of Hamotzi Mechavera is going to take precedence by default. By default. So it would seem, again, you're right, this is something that maybe needs investigation. I mean, one way to look at it, there's maybe Rebbe Gamliel, again, I'm saying maybe, because I admit there might be other ways to formulate this. Maybe Rebbe Gamliel's of the opinion that when you say Bari V'Shema, Bari Adif, that idea, it means because Shema is not a claim. It's simply not a claim. Shema's not a claim. That's just a possibility. It's not really a taina. So if you learn that way, so that would explain what the two cases, right? That would be a legitimate way to explain it. In other words, it was saying Bari is a chaloshem taina. So Rebbe Gamliel holds that the chazaka could operate in this framework. But now you need a toein. So now she's toen as Bari. So that's a considered a legitimate, that's a shame taina, and she's a baldin now. Whereas you could learn, according to Rebbe Gamliel, that Shema is not a taina. There's just two things operating here. The other possibility is, and again, I'm just throwing it out, okay, which is to say that Shema is also a taina, but Bari is a superior taina. That's the other possibility. See, so according to Rebbe Yeshua, it sounds like they're both tainas. Maybe even Rebbe Gamliel holds that way. That's we're going to have to look at the other machlokas, I think, too. Maybe we'll get a better sense of that. But I would definitely say like this. I'm happier to say, just to keep it clean for a moment, that Rebbe Gamliel holds Bari is a taina and Shema is not a taina. Whereas Rebbe Yeshua argues. He says that Bari and Shema could both be tainas. They're both tainas. As long as he's toeing Shema, it's a taina. It's a legitimate, since it's a possibility. And since he has the chazaka, so it's considered a legitimate claim. So you first have the first question, though, like as Rabbeinu Yonah said, Talmid Rabbeinu say, the first question is not really so much about Bari and Shema. The question is, do you recognize the Chazaka? That's what's going to really determine this machlokas, this case. But there is a secondary aspect of the issue of a taina, And there's a coin to Rav Gamliel, you have to be Toein, and a legitimate Taina is a Taina's Bari. Does that help you, Chaim? Look, I think it's... look, I think we're saying something here. I think it's something... it's an advance here. You know, I said, maybe we got to look at this a little bit more, but I'm just taking a first, a good first stab at it. I think it makes sense. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, well, when the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, harezu b'cheskas ba'ula, he doesn't mean there's a new chazaka operating. It doesn't mean that. It simply means that's the reality. In other words, we're dealing with a case. And the mominess is contingent on a certain status, a certain physiologic status of the woman. So the only evidence Beis Din has is she's a ba'ula. And you're trying to extract, she's trying to extract money as if she's not a ba'ula. Okay, hamotzi b'chavera, love a raya. That's all. That's what the Mishnah means. Doesn't mean it's another chazaka. It means that's what the evidence is before the Beis Din. Those are the facts. That's the metzias. That's what he means by that response. If that was, that's it. That's the only thing we know. And there's no machlok. No one's arguing about that. Not her, not him. Those are the facts. She's a ba'ula. Now she wants to claim when that event happened so that she could extract money. Okay. Go ahead. Bring the evidence. We're happy to entertain any evidence you have for us. That's what he's saying. But just by the way, I just want to add that many of the Rishonim use the expression that Rabbi Gamliel's arguing is she has a chazaka de gufa, cheska guf, exactly, according to me, that's what it means. Cheska guf is a chazaka insofar as her iser veheter status, what her status is. It's not a dine mominus chazaka. Okay.